You're just in time for the best of the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff, the radio outreach of the Christian Research Institute. Our purpose here at CRI is to equip Christians to pursue sound doctrine, to discern truth and error, and to become faithful disciples of Christ, because life and truth matter. For more information, to order resources or donate, call 888-7000-CRI. Or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. Now, here's the president of the Christian Research Institute, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. We're offering a brand new resource. It's called The Call of the Cosmos. 3,000 years ago, David, Israel's shepherd king, looked into the night sky, and then he wrote, "The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands." His inspired words reveal a vital truth about God, but more than that, about his relationship with humanity. The Creator who brought the universe into existence from absolutely nothing speaks to us eloquently through all that he has made. And so the Call of the Cosmos is more than a spectacular exploration of galaxies, of stars, of the planet we call home. It is also a journey into the heart of God. For through the wonders of outer space, we catch extraordinary glimpses of the Lord's artistry, his power, his wisdom, his compassion, as the heavens pour out evidence of his existence every moment of every waking day. This fascinating film begins with a voyage from Earth to the edge of the observable universe, 45 billion light years away. And then, in a series of visually stunning episodes, we consider the origin and structure of the cosmos and our significance within it. The mysteries of solar eclipses, of auras, an agnostic astronomer's honest recognition of a supernatural designer, and the convergent revelations of nature and Scripture. The Call of the Cosmos is a celebration of science and a celebration of the character of God, an unforgettable film with an unforgettable message that will touch your heart, your mind. It is available for those who support the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute. Check it out on the web at equip.org. Of this film, I say, and this is on the cover, only those deafened by the relentless drumbeat of philosophical naturalism could fail to heed the call of the cosmos. This stunning production is guaranteed to awaken and arouse anyone who has ears to hear. Available for those, again, who support the ministry, check it out on the web at equip.org or write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. I also want to mention a sermon that I received from a dear friend of mine, Father Alex. It's a sermon by St. John Chrysostom, and sometimes things arrive in your inbox at precisely the right time. This sermon was just such a message from the Lord. St. John Chrysostom says, "The waters have risen, and severe storms are upon us, but we do not fear drowning, for we stand firmly upon a rock. Let the sea rage. It cannot break the rock. Let The waves rise, they cannot sink the boat of Jesus. What are we to fear? Death? Life to me means Christ, and death is gain. Exile? The earth and its fullness belong to the Lord. The confiscation of our goods? Well, we brought nothing into this world, and we shall surely take nothing from it. I have only contempt for this world, and we shall surely find its blessings laughable. I have no fear of poverty, no desire for wealth. I'm not afraid of death, nor do I long to live, except for your good, O God. I concentrate, therefore, on the present situation, and I urge you, my friends, to have confidence. Do you not hear the Lord saying, "Where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in their midst"? Will he be absent then? When so many people united in love are gathered together, I have his promise. I am surely not going to rely on my own strength. I have what he has written. This is my staff, my security, my peaceful harbor. Let the world be in upheaval. I hold to his promise and read his message. That is my protecting wall and garrison. What message, you ask? Know that I am with you, that I'm with you always until the end of the world. And if Christ is with me, whom shall I fear? Though the waters and the sea and the anger of princes are aroused against me, they are less to me than a spider's web. Indeed, unless you, my brothers, had detained me, I would have left this very day. For I always say, Lord, your will be done. Not what this fellow or that would have me do, but what you want me to do. That is my strong tower, my immovable rock, my staff that never gives way. If God wants something, let it be done. If he wants me to stay here, well, I'm grateful, but whatever he wants me to be, I am no less grateful. Yet where I am, there you are too, and where you are, I am. For we are a single body, and the body cannot be separated from the head, nor the head from the body. Distance separates us, but love unites us, and death itself cannot divide us. For though my body die, my soul will live and be mindful of my people. You are my fellow citizens, my fathers, my brothers, my sons, my limbs, my body. You are my light, sweeter to me than the visible light. For what can the rays of the sun bestow on me that is not comparable to your love? The sun's light is useful in my earthly life, but your love is fashioning a crown for me in the life to come. When the winds and waves of doubt sometimes overwhelm us, when the exigencies of life are too much, it is always remarkable to me how God sends a messenger with a message. And I'm so grateful for these words by St. John Chrysostom, sent to me by Father Alex, because they have been the balm of Gilead in my life today. And I pray that they will be the balm of Gilead in your life as well. Again, to reiterate the words, life to me means Christ and death is gain. The earth and its fullness belong to the Lord. Confiscation of goods, we brought nothing into this world, and we shall surely take nothing from it. I have only contempt for the world's threats. I find its blessings laughable. I have no fear of poverty, no desire for wealth. I'm not afraid of death, nor do I long to live except for your good. Only one life soon will be passed, only what's done for Christ will last. These words echo back through the ages and give us courage to live not by might nor by power, but by His Spirit. When we come back from the break, we'll go to your calls. The number to dial, 888, Ask Hank. We will be back shortly.
If you were going into combat, what would be more important, the number of those who were for you or the number of those who were with you? Now, apply that question to today's battle for the hearts and minds of literally millions of people at home and abroad. That's what makes members of CRI's support team so vital. They're not simply for CRI's critical mission, they're standing with CRI each and every day. If you want your voice and your values to be heard 24/7 through the outreaches of the Christian Research Institute, become a member of CRI's support team today. Just call 888-7000-CRI to stand with CRI daily in the battle for life and truth. And as our thanks, Hank Hanegraaff will personalize to you a copy of his black leather-bound, silver-embossed Complete Bible Answer Book, Collector's Edition, Revised and Updated. Call 888-7000-CRI or visit our website at equip.org. Hank will be back right after this. The Call of the Cosmos is an unforgettable exploration of God and the universe. This fascinating film begins with a voyage from Earth to the edge of the observable universe, 45 billion light years away. Through a series of visually stunning vignettes, the filmmakers invite you to consider the origin and structure of the cosmos, along with our significance within it. The mysteries of solar eclipses, an agnostic astronomer's honest recognition of the supernatural designer, and the convergent revelations between nature and scripture. Produced by Illustra Media, this stunning new film, The Call of the Cosmos, provides incontestable evidence of a supernatural designer, putting atheists, agnostics, and philosophers alike on notice. To receive your copy of The Call of the Cosmos on DVD, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit us at equip.org. The number of wolves surrounding the Christian flock is growing, and they relish nothing more than docile sheep utterly incapable of defending themselves. From militant secularists at home to militant Islamists abroad, the assaults on biblical Christianity are growing dangerously. But Christian Research Institute support team members aren't in favor of feeding these wolves. Instead, each day they're making possible an array of outreaches that defang these wolf packs with solid arguments and evidence that have stood the test of time. What's more, support team members are equipping themselves with CRI's Equipping Essentials, a hand-picked collection of the best apologetics tools around. Your selection of resources, along with a complimentary subscription to the Christian Research Journal, are just our way of saying thanks. To learn more about the benefits of membership, simply visit equip.org. Once again, that's equip.org. With over 500,000 copies in print, Hank Hanegraaff's Bible Answer Books were born out of his many years of hosting the Bible Answer Man broadcast. He's taken his on-air answers to questions and chiseled them until only the gems emerge. Questions involving biblical interpretation, cults, science, ethics, apparent contradictions, and much more. This remarkable collection of concise answers is now even better. My goal, says Hank, is to take the complex and make it simple and memorable. Receive your copy of the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, Revised and Updated, as our thank you for your gift by calling 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit equip.org. That's equip.org. As our comprehension of the cosmos continues, it's becoming increasingly difficult to deny the signs of a designer. The stunning new film, The Call of the Cosmos, What the Universe Reveals About God, points to a designer with unsurpassed artistry, wisdom, and unfathomable power. It's hard to believe that anyone who watches this film could walk away unconvinced of a creator, making it must-see viewing for believers and skeptics alike. To receive your copy of The Call of the Cosmos, What the Universe Reveals About God, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit equip.org. And now, let's rejoin your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. The quote of the day comes from my good friend and the great author, Raymond Ibrahim. And it comes from his book, Crucified Again, which we have promoted on the Bible Answer Man broadcast. It's subtitled, Exposing Islam's New War on Christians. By the way, Raymond has also authored a new book, Sword and Scimitar, subtitled 14 Centuries of War Between Islam and the West. Again, the quote by Raymond Ibrahim from Crucified Again, Islam Sharia, its way, teaches intolerance and violence against non-Muslims no less than it teaches that Muslim women should wear the hijab. Where one returns, the other will naturally follow. And what we're seeing in Eastern countries like Pakistan, we're starting to see in the West as well. You think about the mobs in Pakistan threatening the dissolution of the Supreme Court. Indeed, the dissolution of the government itself. The government of Punjab assassinated for speaking out against extremism. The assassination becomes something that creates a cult hero. A shrine is dedicated to his memory. His rabid supporters create a new political party, and that in this general election has garnered 2 million votes. It's amazing what can happen in a short period of time within a country no longer dedicated, in some cases never dedicated, to a proper worldview. Let's go to Thomas in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, listening on the web. Hi, Toronto. Hi, Thomas in Toronto.
Hi, Hank. How are you doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
Great. My question is, when it says the Bible that sin is the transgression of the law, it doesn't say that sin is only the transgression of the law. And my question is, if you understand sin to be having two categories, one could be non-guilty, and one can be guilty, because Mary had to give a sin offering for doing what God actually commanded, which was to bring about life.
Yeah, well, of course, in Orthodoxy, there's no dogma of the Immaculate Conception of Mary. That's a dogma that you have in Roman Catholicism. And again, it is a later dogma. But the law required that an offering of an unblemished lamb be brought, or if the mother was not able to bring a lamb, she would bring a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. And so not only do Mary and Joseph offer turtle doves, but as Christ is the unblemished lamb of God, they perfectly fulfill the precepts of the law by offering him as well. And the offering was an interesting aspect in the case of Mary. You have an offering for ritual uncleanness, no implication of moral fault in childbirth. It's like Jesus undergoing baptism by John to fulfill all righteousness, not because he had to repent of sins. Let's go back to the phone lines, talk to Billy in Largo, Florida, listening on Sirius XM 131. Hi, Billy.
Hello, Hank. How are you doing today? Thank you very much for taking my call. I'm concerned about this apostles that claim to be apostles today and are sort of like are healing people and such like that. And tonight I'm going to a meeting with my prayer group, and we're not involved with this type of fellowship. And I am just so concerned, and I'm praying for these guys to they want to go because I have no reason. I don't know why. And I'm just, I don't know how to combat these, these people that, you know, want to heal them and such like that. And I don't really want to go, but I'm concerned about my guys in the prayer group.
Well,
I don't know how to combat them.
Yeah, I think one of the things that's so important is to find a healthy, well-balanced church where the word is properly preached and the sacraments are properly administered. So that the church is a healthy spiritual gymnasium whereby you can become by grace what God is by nature. You can become a partaker of the divine nature. You can, as it were, become a God by grace. You never become what God is in his essence. You never become the fourth member of the Trinity, but you are receiving the graces that transform you. And unfortunately, there are many spiritual gymnasiums that are very, very unhealthy today, in which people are designating themselves as prophets or apostles and saying that their prowess is on the same level as the apostle John or as the prophet Jeremiah. And this is unhealthy, but it's more than unhealthy. It is distinctly dangerous. Of course, the Bible clearly teaches that the apostles and the prophets were commissioned by God to be his personal spokespersons. If you read Ephesians chapter 2, you read that the church was built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets with Christ himself, the chief cornerstone. And the implication here is that those who claim to be that kind of apostle, that kind of prophet, have taken upon themselves authority that is not given to them by God. And I think the innovation that's going on within the body of Christ today is a scandal. I don't think we ought to be innovators. Even within Roman Catholicism, and I alluded to that as I answered the last call, you have the Pope speaking ex cathedra, and then you have new dogma, like the Immaculate Conception, or like purgatory or limbo. And this same thing is happening over and over again as someone hangs up a shingle and starts a new permutation within Protestantism. And we need to be very, very careful about that. We need to resist that. Why be innovators? Why not perpetuate the faith once for all delivered to the saints? Let me go back to the phone lines. Talk to Joseph. He's in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, listening on CHRB. Hi, Joseph.
Hello, Han. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
May God continue to bless you for the work you are doing for the body of Christ. Thank you so much. My question is on Deuteronomy 24, verses 1 to 4. Does it apply to us today?
I would have to look up the passage because I did not memorize that passage. I am so sorry.
Can I read it to you?
Yeah, absolutely.
It says, if a man marries a woman who becomes displeasing to him because he finds something indecent about her, and he writes her a certificate of divorce, gives it to her and sends her from his house. And if after she leaves his house, she becomes the wife of another man, and her second husband dislikes her and writes her a certificate of divorce, gives it to her and sends her from his house, or if he dies, then her first husband who divorced her is not allowed to marry her again after she has been defiled. That will be detestable in the eyes of the Lord. Do not bring sin upon the land the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance.
Yeah, let me give you a quick answer to that because I'm almost out of time. But the laws regarding divorce were given to protect the wife from being murdered by her husband, because hate leads to murder, and hard-hearted husbands in Israel would kill their wives if they hated their wives. And so the reason the laws were given was to prevent wife swapping, which would have destroyed the sanctity of marriage, and therefore divorce was allowed by the lawgiver to prevent the greater evils from occurring. In other words, for hard-hearted husbands who would not hesitate to murder and commit other atrocities if they thought it was to their advantage. Now, the one overlying principles, even within the context of a theocracy, was that God hates divorce. But given the sin of humanity, there were laws placed in the theocratic system, and we don't want to be anachronistic about this, but there were laws within that system which were designed to protect the wife from those who had hardened their hearts against the precepts of God. But again, the Mosaic law applies within the context of a theocratic kingdom, and it takes a tremendous amount of sophistication to understand the nuances of the Mosaic law. So I would be careful to make a rush judgment by reading those laws in an anachronistic fashion. Out of time for this edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Look forward to seeing you right back here on Monday's show.
You've been listening to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. To listen to the broadcast on the internet, visit equip.org, where you'll also find a wealth of information and resources to equip you. To talk to a resource consultant, call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-274. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is supported solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter. The Call of the Cosmos is an unforgettable exploration of God and the universe. This fascinating film begins with a voyage from Earth to the edge of the observable universe, 45 billion light years away. Through a series of visually stunning vignettes, the filmmakers invite you to consider the origin and structure of the cosmos, along with our significance within it. The mysteries of solar eclipses, an agnostic astronomer's honest recognition of the supernatural designer, and the convergent revelations between nature and scripture. Produced by Illustra Media, this stunning new film, The Call of the Cosmos, provides incontestable evidence of a supernatural designer, putting atheists, agnostics, and philosophers alike on notice. To receive your copy of The Call of the Cosmos on DVD, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit us at equip.org.